Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me as always are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
I'm just a co-host in a way.
Hey everybody, enjoy the show.
How do you follow
we're gonna
an
mail
act
that
like
one
that.
In anyway. When he said co-host, I was thinking like hostess.
Yeah, hostess.
Little Debbie treats.
I ain't bringing you no damn food, so don't you be thinking I'm gonna get.
Oh, here we go again.
So
where'd you guys go this week? Anywhere good?
I don't know. When is this? What's today? Show.
I know. You get stuck there for a second.
No, he's thinking.
Forgot where you went.
He didn't do our intro of get on
because
the website.
Because this is
check
one from
out.
The Quiver. I can't
yes,
do that.
I know. I didn't ask that. I want where, get from, who, and why. And so, guys, if you get a chance, jump on 3 Frat Trucker. You know, you can find us on all the socials. Check us out. Get on YouTube. Make fun of us. Send
I don't
us
know
some
about
nasty
all the socials,
emails.
But yeah.
I don't think there's many we're not on.
Well, I don't look at anything except...
You don't look at none of them, so you are the least person to even
I mean, admit...
Here.
Well, my point is, if you want to put something out there that's you're going to get response, then it's really just the Facebook.
Facebook, TikTok,
I think,
Instagram.
The TikTok. We just started a new TikTok page because our TikTok director of operations lost the password to the TikTok account.
Oh, I found it, and I sent it to him. To sign in.
Yeah, he denies all of that. So
I can't find it. I can't get in.
You already know. But we got a new one, so I got to get the link.
I'll have to forward everything to you that's all the content then.
No, you can get in and you do it yourself.
Yeah, we should all be able to.
I know. It was weird when I seen something that says 3 Fat Truckers likes 3 Fat Truckers.
You know, I like myself.
I'm like, I remember doing that.
Day.
Oh, wait.
Why
Dave's
is that so
playing.
Strange?
Dave did it. Yeah. As always, it's Dave's fault.
Did you know that there's a truck driver championships in Alabama?
Really?
It says right here on Talk CDL. I don't want to click on it because it's going to take me down a rabbit hole. I know it.
You're fighting.
Bill, come on. I know you want to say something.
You're
I was going to say.
It.
Yeah.
You're like biting your tongue. Well, you ain't got no teeth, but you're biting your tongue somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's drivers only though, Steve. You have to actually have
and
a
ooh, we're in good
don't
shape.
Do you remember
now?
They were selling them in Chicago for years?
Oak Grove Village, I'll never forget. I think I was back in '96.
Oh, that was a big bust, man.
What
the thing is,
there, Dave?
They had that story, but they never had a story about them revoking any. Did they?
And no. Now the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Our producer just showed up. So.
Oh, did he now?
Yes.
Is he cooking?
No. He's brought me a nice iced tea.
Ooh. Well, that's nice of him.
I know it.
Did you bring enough for the whole class?
Yes, there is enough for the whole class. I'll it's be 24
gosh
pack.
Gosh darn.
And that I know I don't have 24 friends, so I got more than enough.
You better check You better check that Facebook page again, my friend.
Do I got more
you
than 24?
You got way more than 24.
Well, I got likes and acquaintances, but they ain't friends. Ain't none of them
likes
come over
and
here.
Acquaintances.
I ain't nobody come over here and brought me.
It's
a
his
damn
work wife.
Burger.
Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, it's my Saturday wife's here.
Is he standing right there?
No, he went back out to get another one. He's in the
ask
garage.
Him what he's doing now with all his free time. Besides being on Facebook.
He
oh, did
job.
He?
Yes. He had
bring,
a big
bring
week.
Him on. We need to talk to him.
He had a big week this week, Steve. He's complaining. He's
welcome
tired.
To
he
Walmart.
Worked. He worked 19 hours this week, and he's about ready to pass out.
19 hours?
19 hours. Big week.
Was he touching anybody?
I don't know, but when I guess you go from nothing
no
to 19
women there,
hours.
There.
No, not maybe a deer or a fawn.
is he mowing at the park?
Yeah, he's mowing grass. He's
oh,
a
is
grass
he?
Mower.
Is
yeah,
he?
That's what he's doing.
Is he using your mower?
No, they bought him a brand new mower for
where,
it.
Where is he mowing?
Well,
church
I can't say
or?
That. No. Oh. It's a residential.
Oh, okay.
But he's out there, like Bill would say, on the west side of town. The big.
So
the big,
does he have one of them big?
Yeah,
he has brim one of hats. Keep sun
yeah,
off them
yeah.
so don't get burned.
But he don't wear it because he can't wear his. He wears his headphones to listen to the radio, so he wears a ball cap now.
You know what I noticed they do down in Texas? Some of those construction workers down there of.
They got the little towels hanging down the back like the.
Well, no, they'll take a cardboard box and cut a big square out of it. And
oh, yes.
Cut a hole in the middle of that and stick it on over their hard
hat. So it's bigger.
So yeah. It's a cardboard sombrero.
You do realize they make hard hats that are cowboy hats, baseball hats, and even the cheese heads from up in Wisconsin there are.
Yeah. But, He a friend of his got a mowing job for a very rich person there, and she's got, I think, 30 acres or 18.
Is there any fringies with it, fringe benefits?
No, I told him to ask her out, you know. But
maybe he could mow your neighbors for you.
No, she hired. I was doing it for free, and she hired somebody. Her son did. But he's mowing. He likes it.
That's because she wasn't getting the fringies, Dave.
Well, that's true. She's got somebody
living
with her.
Tell me about that hat you're wearing.
The hat I'm working, that was a neighbor's hat. Someplace in Australia, I guess. Can you read it?
See you in the NT. And I can't read the little part on it. It's blurred.
I guess it's quit moving.
Top. So. I can't read it.
That's all right. You're blind to one eye.
I used to have one like that. It looked like Chinese writing until you held it sideways and it said, go F yourself.
Just what I wanted to do.
Have you noticed all the t-shirts here that people, well, it's.
I don't Facebook. Know what they got down south.
Well,
there,
they're always selling stuff on Facebook and you'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I've seen some cool.
You know, holiday coming. It's 4th of July stuff and the next thing. And you bought shirts off there before. Some of ours come off there probably.
Yep.
But they keep having
I
ones.
I got some new ones coming.
Where it says, I took 300 milligrams of no fuck at all or something, you know, just weird stuff like that. I didn't know if you was seeing all that. It was just me.
I seen one the other day and I wanted to bring it up with you guys and I can't remember, like me remembering something. Dang it. What the heck was that thing?
Moving right along.
Yeah. If we sat here to wait for me to remember something, the show will be over with. And you ain't gonna
I've yet nothing. To see it happen, so I think we should probably just keep on.
There's a sign here that says, now hiring non-stupid people.
Now hiring
good luck with that. Where do you go get you a busload of them at?
Non-stupid people?
Yeah.
South of the border.
Homeless shelter.
Please do not be rude to me because my rude would overrun your rudeness, and it makes me cry. So.
Okay, here we go. Your favorite I'm going to ask both of you. I'll give you a couple more seconds to think about this, Bill.
Take two.
Dave.
Yes.
Your favorite, if you could have anything, your favorite go-to meal. Go.
Favorite go-to meal. Boy, that's tough because there's different times of the year I want.
Like right now, something.
Right now.
What could you really go for?
I could really go for right now a toasted grilled cheese fried bologna sandwich.
Bill?
Just sounds good to me.
My breakfast is still lingering, so my hungry brain's not kicked in. Let's see. Favorite meal. Gosh, you know, I don't know if I have a favorite meal because I like so many damn things.
I do like tenderloins and I like, see, I'm an old school. I like turkey and dressing, gravy with mashed potatoes. I love that to me.
Maybe like a good meatloaf with mashed potatoes.
I'm taking suggestions. Yeah.
Swiss steak, mashed potatoes, gravy, fresh corn.
Yeah, so you're on my level.
Sliced tomatoes and fresh hot roll.
You know what? That you just answered. I'm trying to get menus created for camp. And I think we'll do Swiss steak this year. That's something I haven't
done. You just call me.
That's easy. You can make a butt ton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm feeding 200, so.
It ain't all.
Oh, I'll tell you, one of the best things I do is I go buy them round roast, and I put them on my rotating smoker out here, and then I cook them all for about 6 hours till I get about 120 on the center, so it's nice and medium rare. And then I take them off, throw them in the refrigerator, get them out the next day, put them on the slicer, slice them paper thin like Arby's, and make French dip sandwiches with them. With that, oh my God, those are so good. get a little of that.
The thing is,
pepper
I'm not
jack or
that provolone is the problem.
So,
trying.
That's all good to eat. Just don't eat the bread. You gotta leave the bread.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's wrong with the meat?
Mashed potatoes.
The meat is fine. Yeah. And even potatoes.
I don't know what it is
this
year. Well, not any different from any other year. Tomatoes, man. I sit there at the tomato and
are
a salt shaker. Oh yeah, just eat.
Really?
Oh, I love tomatoes.
I like tomatoes, but I don't like tomatoes because 90% of the tomatoes I get are hard, old.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as a good tomato.
Yeah.
I
hit
at a
restaurant in some places and look, and if I find some decent ones, I'll buy them. But damn, I bought four tomatoes and it was $13. I'm like, oh my God.
Let's give some more money out. Some more stimulus money out.
They're charging at the fruit stand, you know.
It's just crazy. Oh, yeah. I can't afford much more of this free money.
Yeah. Never got to finish. So the stimulus stuff I was talking about.
Yeah.
Is it done or are they? Because I know some people are still getting it paid right now.
You
had to make under a certain amount probably to get it?
What it is, it's for the people that didn't get it because they were 1099 workers. So if you were if you got 1099, you didn't have taxes.
Some people here getting it that, didn't work.
Well, it didn't work? Well, that's just free money then. That's just another government help. But that's what it's supposed to be. The only people that didn't get it during when they did it, 3 years ago, 3 years ago? God, it's been 3 years already. So that's just crazy. I don't know. If you look it up, it'll probably tell you.
Yeah, I don't want to look it up and then have them tagging me because they want your social security number probably to see.
All right, so I got an article here from CNBC. Congress reached a deal on $600 stimulus checks. Here's who qualifies and what you should do with the money. And then it's subtitled, Congress agreed on the $900 billion coronavirus stimulus bill late
Coronavirus?
Sunday night.
I had corona. Why didn't I get it?
Because it doesn't
mean
you get
April 2nd of 2024. Here's who would qualify for the $600 payments. Okay. After months of prolonged negotiations with a government shutdown looming, Congress has settled on a $900 billion coronavirus relief deal that includes $600 direct payments for individuals and extends the lapsed $300 enhanced unemployment insurance payments for an additional 11 weeks. Why does this sound like old news?
It's they're just
it's dated April.
They're pushing more of this, trying to give away more money to get buying votes. It's all it
okay.
is. It's vote buying.
Who's eligible for a second stimulus check? The new COVID relief package follows similar guidelines as the March CARES Act in distributing stimulus checks. This is who qualifies for the full stimulus check. Now, listen to this. Individuals earning up to $75,000 or $112,500 as head of household. Married couples filing jointly earning up to $150,000. For every $100 earned over these income thresholds, payments are reduced by $5. So you could still earn more than that. It just starts tapering off.
Right.
Up to a specified maximum income, phasing out completely at $87,000 for individuals and $174,000 for couples. How much of the payments? The deal is set to include direct payments of up to $600 to eligible adults plus $600 per child dependent. This means that under the new relief package, a family of four will potentially receive $2,400.
There you this go, sounds, Bill.
But I think it's if you didn't get it the first time. I think that's the catch on this.
It's not saying anything like that, though.
I know, but I think that's what was in the bill.
Because
why is everybody not out collecting these? You'd have heard it by now from everybody if it was just out there. It's just certain people getting it, and I forget why. Steve's
looking. I don't know. It's just I don't know why they're giving it back in the first place.
We can't keep giving money away, guys.
Apparently we can. Because they keep freaking doing it.
All they do is print it. Come on.
Well, they just stop taking our taxes.
There you go.
Twice.
Yeah.
What an interesting idea that is.
You mean keep the money you make?
No. What? Yeah, it's crazy
talk. Keep the money you make and put a tax. So everybody whines that there's different people don't pay the same tax. Put a tax.
Consumption tax.
Put a tax on everything you buy.
You buy. Yeah.
And don't tax our money that we make.
Exactly. So
that way, everybody pays. You get what you make, and
that's
the
right.
only thing is they'd have to still take money out for Social Security because they're going to help you retire.
Right.
They're saying it.
That's the way
time
it
is now. It's going to be less than $2,000 a month by the time people get retirement age.
It is now. But if you sneak into the country illegally, you get a check for $2,200 a month.
Uh-huh.
For it. But yet my stepmom
So if
retired,
I sneak out and then sneak back in, do I get that money?
I doubt it because you're a citizen.
I don't know what you talk about.
I thought it was something.
But my stepmom, which is retired and could use, gets $1,500 a month. But yet if you sneak in, you get $2,000.
That's what you get, white devil.
She makes your brother cookies. You just hush.
I know she does. Won't make me no damn.
I still cookies. Thought it was funny when you put me on speaker.
We did down
I didn't know she was there. I'm like, where's my cookies? She's like, oh.
I give them everybody cookies. That's the way it works. But it's Bill.
I still haven't got my $20 from your sister-in-law.
Well, she asked, and you keep saying double down. You just want a better more.
All we're doing is trading that $20 back and forth. So.
Well, that's a good oncoming.
Soon as the ball game start back up, she'll be on me.
Yeah.
Want to bet on this one?
So, I'm sitting here looking at a little trucker news here. The Iowa Jamboree this year, out there in Iowa at Iowa 80 exit. I didn't realize it was exit 80 too. It's looks like it's the 60th anniversary. It's the silver one this year. How about that?
On what?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The trucker jamboree out there at Iowa 80.
Walcott?
Yes. There's 25 days, 12 hours, 49 minutes, and 30, 29, 28 seconds, 26, 20. It's a countdown clock. I'm on there.
What's the date on that one?
The date on that one is going to be 25 days from now.
Wow.
I'm looking and it didn't show the date, just showing the countdown. It's the 60th anniversary calendar event. Let's see. That would be July 11th, 12th, and 13th.
That's not even 25 days, is it?
Yeah. What, you think the countdown clock's wrong?
Yeah, it just seems like it's closer.
Yeah, well, we're still only halfway through this month. We're just now at the halfway point. Is it the 15th yet? Today is the 15th, isn't it?
Today? Oh. Yep, 15th.
Yeah. Bill Glaze.
Now we got a timestamp on the show.
Yeah, I know it. That's where the commercial goes.
Well,
that is.
We didn't get one of these other ones here. The Peterbilt, the newer Peterbilt Super Truck 2,
yeah,
Las Vegas trade show. I think looking at this thing, I'll let Bill read it, but the one picture's far as the cockpit being in the center of the truck, and it's like a jet fighter cockpit. I think that's pretty cool.
Nah.
You don't like that looks of that? You see it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Do you think it'd give you more view of both sides of the road? I mean,
probably, yeah. You'd have a lot less blind spot, I suppose. But this thing's got cameras. See the
well,
monitors
see the
on each
mirrors. Car. How they're like in the inside of the truck?
They're not mirrors. Like? They're monitors.
Are
there
cameras
hanging off the side? They're actually doing that now. All of Maverick's
trucks. I've seen a few
those.
Like that.
You look at them and there's no
the
mirror.
Outside of it ain't the prettiest looking, but that cockpit, I think that's pretty cool. I don't know.
Maverick, all their trucks have got the mirrors on the outside and the cameras both, trying to get the drivers used to the cameras.
Well, the one I went by monitors. The other day, all there was the cameras.
He didn't
was
even
you
have
giving
the
it the finger all the way by?
No mirrors whatsoever.
Yeah. Must have been one of the newer ones, but yeah. I pass a lot of them that have both.
It looks but, like
that,
wings.
That way they don't have
the
to.
Outside.
Oh,
yeah, they're
that
mounted
they
right above the door.
Off a mirror.
Yeah. Nope, they're above the doors, and it's got a weird angle on it because you can look in
well,
there.
The ones
and see
I've
them.
Seen is above the door, but it's only like I don't know, sticks off the side of Chuck 3 inches at an angle.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's ain't got no two, arm or nothing, hold
nope.
nothing. Yeah,
nope, that's it. That's exactly what you're looking at. So
yeah, you know. Come on, folks. I'm
the only thing is have you noticed
technology?
Have you guys noticed this? If you look down the road on a foggy morning, how it's foggy, but if you look through your camera, your phone, with the you don't see the fog. And why they have not got that technology built into our windshields yet, so you can look down the road farther and not see the fog like a camera does. Versus,
I'll tell you what, I'd rather drive on ice than fog.
Oh, I will too. I'll park the truck. I don't drive it anymore. I'm to that point. I remember once getting up there at 5 in Topeka Road right there, stopping the truck, turning it off, listening to hear if I could hear somebody before I pulled out there. And I thought, why are you doing this? But
That was then you'll see the news stories where there's a 100 car pile up
because
it was foggy.
It's foggy, yeah.
Some idiot decided
snowstorm.
To stop or only go 20. Instead of getting off the road, yep.
Yep. And that's just
for sure
terrible. What you think about there, William?
I'm just listening to you guys.
You know what?
We don't mean the restaurant, folks.
Whoa. I'm going to shock you, Steve, okay?
Uh-oh.
Truthfully, Bill has never been to the restaurant.
What restaurant?
Five Guys.
Oh, no, I've never been there.
Look at Steve's face. Like,
I've never had
you...
Five Guys. Now, Dave's had Five Guys.
Oh, I love it.
And apparently, Steve, you've had Five Guys, too?
Where'd he go?
Uh-oh.
We lost Steve.
Uh-oh. Kentucky done did it again.
Uh-oh,
there he is.
Did you do that on purpose? Because Steve never
he didn't want to tell us how many times he's had.
I was biting my tongue so it didn't get out on the airwaves.
He's never been to Five Guys.
Oh, damn.
I don't know what's wrong with Bill. He's just and there's one right by us.
Oh,
Oh, mercy. This.
So for those of you that are listening to the audio only version, Steve keeps ducking out of the feed. Go check it out on YouTube if you want to get the full dramatic.
Oh, my
flare.
God. Now, that's a good one. What's his red button do? I don't know.
Oh, I know what it does. It worked twice.
Oh, my God. That was too funny. Oh,
I have a shirt. From laughing too much.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
Okay, Dave, I have a mission for you.
Yes, sir.
I'll send you the money.
Oh, no, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it.
Take him out to eat there.
I will.
Get him a big old fat milkshake, some big old greasy peanut oil fries, and a burger with so much stuff he can't get it over his mouth.
You know, you order a large fry, they throw it down the bag, then he takes the scooper.
You get free refills on the fries.
He takes the scooper that he just filled your bag up, your fry up, and then poured it in top of the bag on top of it. So the whole bag
you
is
can't
got,
scare me with that.
And you get free, and there's free refills on the fries.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one right by his house, you know, Times Corners.
And it's not by my house.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes
from your
house. It's on
the west side of town, Bill.
Yeah. You go farther to go to your Italian restaurant than you do where Five Guys is.
Italian.
Now that Italian. I'll give you. That I'll give you. But
that was too funny, Steve. My God, I laughed. That was too.
The first time was, the second time even funnier.
Oh, I first went, internet? And then I'm like, nope. He done slammed the door in your face.
Well, you can't hang up. You can't slam a phone down like you used to. You
I know. It is.
I don't know how many times I see that on Facebook and crap. You know, I miss the days back in the 80s and 90s where you could slam a phone down when you was mad.
Yeah. Boy, they were built to take it, too.
Oh, by the way, I went to the brand new Pizza King. And, Bill, yes, they got
brand new what?
A brand new Pizza King they just built in a brand new building at Lima Road and Union Chapel.
It wasn't a Claris?
No. Well, they're Pizza King, and you order from the phone, and when you walk in, there's a wall there of old newspaper things with like 15 red phones all hanging on the wall, and then each booth has, I don't know, they got a sale on red phones because that's
well, the one there
trademark.
In Wayndale used to have the phones.
I got him to go to that for the first time like a month ago. Never been there.
Oh, my God. I'm hanging up again.
Have you been to Banger Dave's?
How sheltered of a life did your parents lead you, dude?
No, they never went out to eat. You could count, during my upbringing, you could count on one hand the number of times we went out to eat or went
okay.
out and did anything.
Name them five. Where'd you go? I'm curious.
Okay. Yeah, I can do this.
If you're limited only a couple times your whole life being a kid, where was the places that they actually went to like to go?
They didn't like going anywhere. They went to there used to be a I wish I could remember the name. I think it was Texas Steer Steakhouse where the S&V Liquors in Wayndale is now.
Yep.
That was the first one. When they first opened the Azars in Wayndale, we got gift certificates, and that's the only reason we went there is because we got the gift certificates.
Okay.
And Dad hated it. We went there, and then when my grandparents had their 50th anniversary at Ryan's all the way across town, we went there.
So your grandparents had it, so they showed up.
They showed up at Ryan's. How many is that?
Wayndale four. Inn? Have you ever ate at the Wayndale Inn?
I like Wayndale Inn, especially even the new lady that's opened it. She's doing a good job.
So that's a no. He's thinking too hard.
Yeah, he ain't.
That's all
a dead
the times
memory.
That I can think of that we went as a
what
family.
About when you went to Cedar, or when you went up to not only where corn's grown, the fun spot that you did.
Lake
tell
Schaefer.
Him the story.
Oh,
yeah.
Indiana
yeah.
Beach.
Dad made Mom pack some bologna sandwiches.
Oh, so you didn't eat out there?
No.
They went to Indiana Beach, but they didn't go in. They just walked around and looked at it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna hit home for both of you.
Okay.
Watch Bill's face, Dave. Kmart going in and getting the popcorn and the sub sandwiches.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now that, Dad would do that. He would get
my dad big, would get them sub sandwiches.
He was a bologna eating motherfucker. I'll tell you what.
But he would. They'd have a bags of them all made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get the cherry slushes. Remember the cherry slushes?
Oh yeah.
Well, my aunt ran the Kmart of Southtown for I don't know how many years, 40. Foreclosed.
To use storage now.
Yeah.
And Planet Fitness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. God. Five rest. But, we used to go out and eat all the time.
Well, there's a thing. The reason why I spoke about that Kmart subs because there's somebody putting on Facebook how to make them, replicate them when you was a kid. Yeah.
Well, they use salami. They use. Do you remember what
old fashioned and bologna?
It was the
cheaper meat. I don't think there was a salami, was there?
Yeah, there was salami on it. Was there?
It was all the cheap stuff.
Yeah, well, it was just the old fashioned loaf, the pickle loaf. Dad used.
What's the one that had the olives in it? Was that pickle loaf?
Pickle pimento. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nasty.
My grandma would make that and I'm like, I don't like it. She goes, if you're hungry, you'll eat it. I said, well, it's going to sit on that table all day.
What was pickle or what was the other one you said?
Old fashioned.
Old fashioned.
Old fashioned. Really?
It's
sort of like it's a
I didn't
souped
eat
up
that.
Bologna, I guess. I don't know how to explain
no,
it.
No, it's kind of.
Oh, I do. It had a funky smell to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it now. Yes, I do.
Okay, how much?
Square? Weren't they? It wasn't round. It was square.
Yeah, it looked like a loaf. Like it was an out of
loaf.
Yes,
it looked like bread. I remember it now.
That,
yeah.
And then how much brown swagger did you eat over the years?
Oh I hated God. Brown swagger.
Really?
Hated it.
I don't. I can eat it once in a while, but you had to douse it with a whole bottle of mustard.
My dad parents used would to eat some bullshit. I'm not kidding you.
Because it was cheap.
Yeah.
You were
my dad
poor
used
like
to
me.
Open up them stupid metal sardine cans with the little twist cranks on there.
Now that I'll eat.
Twist it around.
Yep.
I'll eat them.
I said, I ain't looking nothing
sauce,
is looking
oil,
at me.
Water, tomato sauce, mustard, whatever they put
I
in.
I like the mustard ones. The
I like
hot
the
sauce,
hot mustard.
The Louisiana hot sauce ones.
Now we used to eat the shit out of tuna casserole growing up. That's something.
Did you ever eat what was it? Tuna noodle pea?
Yeah.
Tuna casserole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Hamburger Helper come out with Tuna Helper, which was basically tuna roux casserole. It's basically the same thing.
They was trying to shut the market down, wasn't they?
Yeah.
Hamburger Helper. You know what I can't find at the Kroger here in Wayndale anymore? The cheesy enchilada Hamburger Helper. Can't find it.
Go on Amazon. You can probably get it there.
Probably. You get everything
from
a hand sandwich.
We bought Hamburger Helper, but there wasn't no hamburger in it.
Neither was there on ours either. It was just a hand to help you. It was a rubber glove.
you remember
the little dancing? Don't you remember the dancing glove?
The red nose
looked like a clown. Yeah.
Sucker would show up right in the middle of mealtime. Couldn't nobody figure out what they wanted to eat.
Yeah.
And that sucker would show up. How about Hamburger Helper?
Hamburger Helper.
Everybody would be like,
what's
that?
Little Southern girl where it says, it's shake and bake and I hate.
Oh, they played the whole thing on TikTok last night.
Shake and bake. That was pretty popular commercial back
then.
That was
a long time ago, y'all.
What's the Stay Puft guy, the Pillsbury guy?
Yeah.
Pushing him on his belly button, popping fresh. Yeah. Everybody now makes all kinds of menus out of taking all those foods and then cutting them up and putting them in a crock pot. They fry in every food that they can, cut it up, and put it in a crock pot. They're on for 12 hours.
They keep calling stuff like dump cake, where they're putting all sorts of stuff in a crock pot, letting a cake bake in there with all the goodies as far as like chocolates and caramels and syrup and
just crazy stuff. I seen one the other day where they took the crescent rolls, you know, the triangles, and they put them in pie pan, and then they fill them up with spaghetti and one meatball on top and put cheese on them, and they were baked spaghetti bites is what they call them.
The ones I keep seeing, I actually would like to try. They keep doing with the egg roll wrappers and making cheeseburger egg rolls and stuff.
I didn't do that. I would make breakfast. I would always cook eggs and sausage and put them in them egg rolls and then eat them, throw them in the freezer. See, that's a good food I can make.
Actually,
I can take them with me in the truck. I'm cooking pork chops on the smoker. I'm cooking ribs on the smoker. I'm cooking some big ass hot dogs.
Where are you going next week?
Texas.
Texas.
Where I go every week.
Is it every week?
Every week.
Same place.
Yeah. Same place.
So they know you down there.
Yep.
Where you deliver.
Yep.
So they treat you a little better after going there most times. Oh,
it's.
I'm
in and out there in about 20 minutes. Well, yeah, I had guys go in there before me, and they all pull in and line up and then run up to the office. I pull in there, turn around, open the door, back right up to the door, and then he comes out and I don't say a word
I used to do that. When I worked the same day there that I worked for, 15 years driving for them, we used to haul for a company that made pretzels, and they had pretzels and cheese puffs and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And in the driver's room, they'd always have bags or cases that are broke or whatever.
Right.
I'd take 5-6 cases of pretzels and throw them in my bunk. Every place that I went to regularly, I'd always give them a couple bags of this or even a whole case. And when you pulled in, they're like, hey, pretzel man. And I'm not even delivering pretzels or nothing to them. I'm getting like auto parts, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, pretzel man. Like, what's going on, guys? You know, hey. And then it was first name basis after, you know, going there for 2-3 years in a row. And I don't know. You would, if you was got there and there's truck, get out of that dock. This guy needs a dock, you know, or you got preferential treatment.
Yeah. Well, see, I always park on this.
You're bribing them.
They won't let us park on the lot when we get there. So I get there, I park on the street. I have guys go in there early and then the guard usually lets them in. So I pull in there right behind him. I open my door. I throw my paperwork in a clipboard on the back of the trailer. And even if I'm bringing skids back, I write on there, bringing skids back. I back up to the door. He opens the door. I feel the trailer lock. 15 minutes later, it's unlocked. He signed the paperwork. I close, shut the door, and it's already signed. I don't talk to him. He loves it. It's no problems. So.
Jesus. Nice, Steve.
Sound like a commercial for 7-Up, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Bubbles. Talk about getting free food. The Hot Pockets factory. My God. I was on a roll 1 year going in there about at least once a month.
They still do that? Give it away?
We got a big used old to haul over out in Ohio out of Sugardale that made Slim Jims. And they would give you cases and cases of Slim Jims.
How come we haul in the Campbell soup all the time? We don't get no damn
soup. We used to get soup all the time.
We don't get nothing.
We don't haul out of
you gotta go in the office.
No, we haul out of Bell's, the can makers.
Well, you got to go. Well, you're not even in scrap over there. You're outside. You're not. How are you doing the scrap? You're not.
We haul out
finished
of there?
Product.
Huh?
We haul tailings. Out of Campbell's soup. I've no. never done that.
Yeah.
The roll off.
Copper in and tailings out.
Oh no! I mean the actual soup.
Oh no! We haul scrap out of out of
the scrap. Yeah, cans, juice cans,
there's cans, the stainless, all of it. I've gone over there.
If you picked up that one over there, you'll know because when you tip it up, it is ripe. All the juice running out the back of it.
There's like 9 boxes over there of that stuff.
We're not doing that right now. I dare.
Omni's doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to say that we've stopped. Yes, I agree. That is the most asinine bullshit. If you work there and you agree with this, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. You go in one gate to check in.
No, you go in one gate to check in. Then you go around the other side.
I'm not finished.
The scale.
Then you go down to the. You get checked in.
Go in the main gate. Check in.
Back out that gate. Go down to another gate. Scale in.
The other gate is how far away?
Down around it's
a square mile, almost
a country mile.
Enormous.
Oh yeah.
Go down, you get weighed in, gotta listen to that lady. I don't know. She's
my bursitis is acting up. How you doing today?
My corns are killing me today.
Quite zeroed in yet, to say the least. Go get the box, check in, get back on the scale. And then you gotta go back over,
drive around, take
from
the paperwork.
See what you're really
lucky
is.
Then you got
to
take a copy back.
You're lucky
back
that
to
you don't
scale.
Have to go drop that box, go back out, weigh empty rail.
Yeah, I've done that before.
No. Yeah, that's no.
Just.
It was about the same way up there at Menards, a Holiday City.
Nah, well.
You were supposed to weigh in. Well,
we don't weigh no more.
Go drop it. Go write it down again. Go back, hook up. Go write it down again.
They don't do none of that anymore. Just grab the box, give them a copy of the T-bill, and you're out.
So they're just taking Omni's word for it. How much was there?
Yep. They don't have a way that they used to like keep track in their own.
Well, office. If you don't tarp it, that side even blows out.
Yeah, and then if it's over the top, you pick it up and drop it a couple times on the ground, and it empties everybody out of the warehouse. Like, what the hell?
Yep.
But I got you it down
wanna
in there.
You don't want to weigh them. You absolutely they are do not want to weigh them.
Well, sometimes whoever was there would always take and push it back, the box back straight against the row, and when you hook up, you just get up there close, hook your cable, and just drag that bitch out.
I had to do that halfway down the street. One year.
I usually set the empty in front of it and then drop mine because they wanted it in the same spot and then back around and push the other one right back into the spot.
They want it in the same spot. They can bring their forklift out.
That's
push
what
it
I told
the same
them. Well,
spot.
It was wintertime. They couldn't move shit.
Well, that's just tough shit then.
Well, we used to drop it beside it and they would just push it over. Then they bitched about that. So then we started
putting
them back.
It would be
to
pushed
back.
Over. You have to hook on it and drag it out of the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, sideways. I've had to do that several times.
By the way, they're selling your...
I drug one halfway down that damn road down to the next pulling area where the docks were.
They're selling
right,
your trade.
You did
trailer.
Do some roll-off every now and then,
I did quite
then,
a bit
you?
Over there.
Yeah.
They're selling your drop deck. Four? What's the are one they? That... The eight-axle one? Or the four-axle
Yeah, that was
one.
Four.
The black one? Yeah. No, and they put the...
red one's a four.
It's one the other one. The black
one. One and two's the black ones.
So... whichever one, three, four axle was, they put the fenders back on it. Did you know it had fenders on it originally? Yeah. They paid almost $9,000 for the fenders to cover up. So they put them back on it, painted them red, left it black, and they're getting rid of it because they don't use it. They just never use it. So
well, we just getting out of that business altogether?
No, like they're just doing little.
They don't have nobody to do it or wants to do it.
Chad.
Somebody was saying somebody was wanting to come back, but they didn't want to pay him enough, and so I don't know.
Zach and Tim are the only ones doing it, and that's for the local guys like your buddy over there in Ohio, Steve, where you'd go pick it up, move it 2 miles down the road, and unload it again over there by Bucyrus.
Oh, they never did pay enough for me to go do that. I mean, I would talk to Steve in those days on the phone a lot, and he would tell
well,
me about
there
were
some days it went
day.
Good. There were some days it was terrible.
I don't remember you ever having a good day.
The worst days is when it's raining and everything is muddy.
I thought the good day was when he was talking to me on the phone and went across that 37,000-pound bridge with
37,000? You mean 76,000. I was testing some bridges that day.
Yeah. You weren't paying attention. You blamed it on me.
It was
every time I talked to you on the phone, I'd make a wrong turn.
Well, it was shorter getting to the shop that way.
Bill does the same thing too.
Just the other day, I was talking to Dave and I missed the exit for 37 because I went around the top side of Indianapolis.
He drove all the way around Indianapolis twice just to get back to the same spot he was.
No, I went into town.
I'd have done
I got off on 31. I got off on 31, and I forgot you can't get back on that way. You got to do a U-turn or some bullshit.
Go down to the crossing, turn around in the mall.
Yeah, I had 53 footer on that day. I just
didn't. Oh, that's little.
No, you didn't. You had a dump trailer on.
No, it was 53 footer. I was going to Houston.
So how long did that make you?
That when you were? I thought you were doing that when you went to Mississippi. No. Driving around there couldn't.
No, I he, went.
He'd have town. Fun when I hauled them on that railroad track that was 80 foot long.
No, I went that time when I was going to Mississippi. I just went down to 70 and went into town and then went down Harding all the way out 37.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
It's
Indy's it's pretty bad right now. They've.
Look, folks, Indy is one of the worst places I drive. I mean, hands
it is
down.
Terrible.
Second place would have to be Nashville.
Yeah.
But at least Nashville's got the Briley Parkway.
And they're not doing construction on every highway.
The Briley? That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Briley over to 40.
Actually, my favorite. If only that sucker wrapped all the way around.
Well, it does, but it goes back to city street for a while.
Stoplights and everything.
Well, and it ain't that bad. It's worth it to go that way. I still like getting just sitting off at exit 2 and going through Portland and cutting down that way, the 860.
Nashville, I'm not sure how
Crashville.
To, Yeah.
Just add water. Just add water.
I don't know. Or nothing at all. No apparent reason whatsoever. It could be 78 and sunny, and people still figure out a way to crash into each other.
Steve left Georgia right there at the Georgia-Tennessee line Friday.
I thought he was going to say Georgia-Florida line.
Georgia-Tennessee line. Got all the way back up, and I had to load a Lafargo because the guy's coming back from Ciro. Couldn't get through Indy and missed all their appointments. So they had to run a bunch of people out there to load. And it's like, now wait a minute. I come out of Georgia and was able to get back and reload, and you come out of Seymour, Indiana and can't make it back.
I will say I can remember my best day in trucking.
Best day?
Yes.
Oh my.
Out of the day you quit.
Bill's gonna laugh. Watch his face, Dave. Ready? It's a good one again. It was the day that COVID got really rampant, and they told everybody to stay home.
Oh, my God.
And I got down to Georgia and never slowed down from 70 mile an hour.
I was going
to
say,
all the way to the loop at Atlanta, got on the loop at Atlanta, and ran 65 all the way around, and I was the only truck on the road.
There was about a week.
It was a fishes and loaves moment.
Well, I was running across 90 then. I was up there running across
New
York.
That was the best time I had ever made it around Atlanta because nobody went to work that day.
There was like a week there where everybody was staying.
It was great.
We went through like 4 or 5 months there where the traffic was half. Just nothing.
But there was one week where it was like the whole world stayed home.
You can always tell when the auto industry shuts down because there's half the trucks on the road.
Yeah.
So
They were still buying copper because I was running copper out to, I was running across 80 out to, what's that place we were going to out there? Right next there to Vermont. We were going out to that.
Connecticut.
Was it Connecticut?
Yeah. No, copper place? You talked about
New
Hampshire.
Yeah, the copper.
New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire. Yeah. Right there below. Almost to the,
That's the thing, I almost hate to say this, but whenever we hear, because we're in this creator space here, we hear conversations about freight slowing down and things like that, and people complaining about that, and it's just never been an issue for us. We have not missed a beat in years.
Nope.
Because
there's a shortage of drivers, Bill, didn't you hear?
Yeah, but it seems
it's also we're a divert hauler. We don't settle on one thing.
Folks, I'm not one to hand out advice to other drivers, but if I'm pressed to, I will tell you, diversify yourself. Learn how to do other things besides swinging doors because it will pay off in dividends. For real.
Oh, yeah, because there's not a lot of companies that are diverse, but the few that are, they're busy.
By the way, I'm year round.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on this conversation.
What?
The part where Bill said, I don't hand out advice. He tells people where to go all the time. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well,
hey, I'll see you in the NT.
I don't like giving advice to people generally. Now, if you're doing something with me and your stupid shit affects my day,
like
then I'm going to give you advice. I'm going to
a little more to the left, Dave.
A little more to the left. Five guys now. Hey, I talk directly into the mic. You got to move around the mic. Yeah. Look, you can't be up and down. You got to talk directly into the mic.
Up and down.
Up and down, in and out. Be diverse, be able to, watching Bill run mats this year was like, Bill, you run mats? Like, I ain't run mats in year. Good. You know, I know you started off on a flatbed, but here's a reminder and that's not so bad. It's a nice change.
But even beyond that, go learn how to do roll off, go learn how to do dump trailers. Yeah.
Learn how to strap a load down, do some flatbed.
Yeah. Be willing to do anything, because if you're willing to do anything, and especially if you've got a little experience doing anything, then you are much more marketable as a driver, and you're basically signing your own paycheck at that point.
You know, I pulled in one day and somebody had a load of mats up there on the hill, and I watched Steve go up there and go, and he unstrapped every one of them things, turned the hooks around, rewrapped the hooks.
Who, me or your brother, yeah. Steve?
No, you in the rain. Yeah,
because they don't know. It was raining.
You were just mad at
him. Oh, I lit Shane up about it. And he's like, well, he had no idea.
So what was wrong?
The way it was hooked and strapped down, it was not the right way to do it. And I wasn't going to pull it that way.
Yep. So he took it all apart, unloosened them all up in the rain, unhooked them, rehooked them all right, restrapped them back down.
I'm sorry, Steve. You lost me.
Well, we had one trailer. I think it was FB7.
Yep, 53-footer.
On the side of the trailer, you know, like you got an I-beam along the side. Well, the lip on it was only a half inch. Well, they would hook straps this way and pull them up. I could go over there and smack them and unhook them, no matter how tight they made them, because there's not enough lip for them to hook to. And anybody that used that trailer would do it the same way every time. I even took pictures and showed them and told them to, we'll let everybody know. They didn't do nothing. But, yeah.
I'm up there going,
somebody's going to have a whole load.
He's just madder than hell. You could see flames coming out of his head, and it's raining on him. And I, what
so
are you
basically
doing?
What goes, you're saying, they just had the hook going around the bottom there. It wasn't hooking to anything. It was just
hooked on that rail on that much, a half inch.
Because a lot of them have slots back behind that lip that you could actually.
Well,
the new ones
all have a slot and a little holder, and then we bought them East trailers. Now it's got the whole tie down slots down the side. Now that is a nice trailer. I do.
Well, then they'd run the straps on the outside of the bump rails when they're supposed to run them on the inside of the bump rails. So in case
something hits it, they
get cut.
You know, I asked the D&T about that, and because I heard so many people say, yeah, you got to go over the bump rail. If you go over the bump rail, it's illegal. And I'm like, is that true? And he goes, no. He says, the reason they recommend you do it on the easy side,
so if
they don't rub up against something to get cut. Yep. And I go, well, if it gets cut, you got to stop and fix it anyway. So what's the damn difference?
I got pulled over on 68 in the Maryland scale and got sent in the pit in the building. They couldn't find anything wrong with nothing, paperwork, the truck, nothing. He gets a stepladder and a tape measure and starts measuring every little nick that's in the strap.
Oh, to see how far, yeah.
And he says, if you have more than an inch, we're going to write you up.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it's like $80 a strap.
Yeah, and he's just nitpicking at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like four little cuts was over an inch. And I'm thinking, I have brand new straps right here in my side box. If it was that big a deal, I would have changed it. I seen that there's a nickel. You know, you run them as long as you can because they're expensive to keep replacing. And I got an $80 ticket for each one for four of them. And I looked at that guy. I said, this is the very last time you'll ever see me through here. And I used the company's money to run across toll road every time across 70.
That's why they're so hated and people don't understand. There's reason for logic and there's common sense.
Oh yeah,
and
he goes, it's not going to go on your license. It's a city violation.
It doesn't matter.
You just want the money is all it is.
And it goes against your it goes against your points.
You see everything.
Everything is now through the points. So.
Oh yeah. Well, and it goes against the companies too.
Does you no good just to get a warning ticket because you're still getting burnt. So,
and in fact, some people say the warning ticket's worse.
Oh, it's no big deal. Well,
you can't fight a warning ticket either.
You can't fight a warning ticket.
Yeah, you can only fight a ticket. So, oh well.
Well, this one's starting to wind down too.
Here we go. Well, yep. What, 5-10 more?
Yeah, we got about five more. I'll read this article about the Peterbilt.
Come out of CDL Life.
Okay. Peterbilt to show off unique super truck 2. Ooh. at Las Vegas Trade Show. And
this the thing is it's later on in the story. I hate to interrupt you, but it says that they debuted it in 23 of October.
They did. I have seen it.
So was that when they just put it out for everybody to see, and this is the first show it's going to? That's what I didn't understand.
Is this the same truck you showed us the pictures to back then, Dave? Or
yes. It's okay. The same one I showed you pictures to a year ago when they
must just be debuting it at the Las Vegas.
Right. It was at the factory.
You know what? I've seen the Kenworth derivative like, of this.
Right. Yeah. They've all got something. They've all done one. I think so.
Well,
that car. I mean,
take all this with a grain of salt, folks. It's, this is one of those concept trucks, and we of course we'll link to the show notes in the show description. You can see pictures of it, but Peterbilt Motor Company will give the public a closer look at the unique Super Truck 2 at a Las Vegas trade show this week, and I'm not sure what the date is on that, but anyway. Just assume it's in the past. Those who want a closer look at Super Truck 2, I hope I don't have to read that too many times, will get their opportunity at the Consumer Electronics Show taking place January 9th through January 12th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Peterbilt says they'll have the Super Truck 2 demonstrator truck on hand for the public to view at the PACCAR exhibit at booth number 3501 at CES. From Peterbilt, and I quote, Super Truck 2 features an innovative aerodynamic shape with a center drive position that improves overall visibility.
Just keep reading.
Yeah. Visibility, right-hand entry, stand-up door, pop-out windows, cameras in place of mirrors, no thank you, and custom tires and wheels. Other features include a mild hybrid powertrain, a waste heat recovery system, and a lightweight chassis for improved fuel economy. The split-level integral cab and sleeper features a large wraparound dash, 15-inch display, digital dash display for virtual gauges and critical vehicle data. An additional display for HVAC infotainment and navigation controls.
Infotainment.
An articulated seat. Yeah, made up words. That's the beauty of English. An articulated seat. That's fun to say. Articulated seat that rotates left and right and pulls, and a pull-out desk. Peterbilt initially announced that it would bring the truck in 2016 in partnership with Cummins as part of the U.S. Department of Energy Super Truck 2 program. I wonder if you got to wear the fingerless gloves when you drive this thing.
Well, you got them.
The goal of the Super Truck 2.
No comment them, there, Dave. Just
no,
see that?
Them ain't driving gloves.
He just glossed right over it.
Them ain't driving gloves. Them's typing gloves. The goal of the Super
them's
Truck 2.
Them's chicken eating gloves. You can still lick your fingers. Don't lie to me.
Super Truck 2 program is to increase freight ton efficiency in order to meet greenhouse gas emission standards. Peterbilt debuted the Super Truck 2 at the American Trucking Association's Management Conference and E.
And E.
Yeah, you cut it off there.
And
there's a couple of pictures here of this hot mess.
I think the cockpit in that looks pretty cool. I mean,
I think I get tired of it real quick.
Well, the thing is, you're setting your ways and broke in for how many years in a regular cab to jump in something like that? But that is almost like, you know, like an airplane jet, like a jet cockpit kind of deal.
It's like a cement mixer.
Kind of reminds you of the 1970 GMC Astro when it's trying to make it look like an airplane pilot dash when you're sitting in the seat.
No, it's like the cement mixer where they haul pipe and the pipe comes up past the guy because the cab's right here. Remember that?
Yeah. See, I used to drive an old crane carrier that had the single cab with a crane on the back and you sat next to the boom.
I used to drive
boom.
A crane.
Yeah, and it had a boom on it.
One.
So, drove up. Piece of junk all the way to St. Louis and back.
What'd you think of that bomb shelter?
What bomb shelter? Oh, well, yours?
I thought you looked at that. See how much?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why you got enough food to feed 40,000 people, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, kids. This was a fun episode.
Always is.
It is, yeah. especially when you get five guys and Steve just gone. Can't believe you ain't been there.
Okay,
look, five guys is never fun the first time, but after a while, you'll get used to it.
You'll see. You'll see.
Okay, hold on. You know what 69 is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the highway we got here. It's under construction.
What's 71?
That's inflation.
It's the same thing, but with two fingers in your butthole.
Oh.
How about 68? You do me and I'll owe you one.
I heard 69, but they said since inflation's so bad, they're calling it 96 now.
How about 77? You get eight more.
Eight How about more? 138? That's dinner for four.
All right, kids.
And you get that at Five Guys.
Okay, taking that the Five Guys, Dave.
We're going to get out of here. Get a hold of us, folks. Give us stuff to talk about. Get mad and cuss us out and tell us what assholes we are. It's been a while since anybody's
just
done
Bill.
That.
Yeah, just Bill.
Yeah. So. But just get a hold of us. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials. We will be back in 2 weeks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And I'm Dave, beating off all them beautiful women attacking me every week. Have a good one.
Since he's got that nice hat on. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.